We're in the end of Siman Kuf Kuf Gimel. Gam Shliach Tzibur, Tzarech Lifsa Gimel Psios, Kimishim Mispal Balachash. The Shliach Tzibur also takes these steps back after the silent Shmoneh Esrei. But, Ukishiyachzur HaTfila, V'kol Ram, Ein Tzarech Lachsa Gimel Psios. But after he finishes the Chazaras HaShatz, that's out loud, he does not need to take three steps back afterwards. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah says because he's relying on the three steps after the Kaddish, after Uval Utsil. We daven other things in between, Kriyas HaTorah, things like that. But still, that Kaddish goes back on Shmoneh Esrei too. So the three steps back that the Chazan takes at the end of Kaddish count as the three steps of his Chazaras HaShatz, and therefore he doesn't need to take three steps back after the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So we see here there's a connection between that Kaddish after Uval Litzion and the Chazaras HaShatz. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim say that the Shliach Tzibur should not talk anything unrelated to davening until after that Kaddish, because that Kaddish is going back to the Shmoneh Esrei. So let's say during a laning, sometimes during laning, people talk in between the aliyahs. So the Chazan shouldn't talk about something with somebody at that point, because the Kaddish goes back on the Shmoneh Esrei. There should be no hefsek, except for what's necessary for davening. Oh. Now, sometimes, in a shul, they switch the Chazan at Ashrei. Sometimes there are two Avelim in the shul, so they'll switch the Chazan at Ashrei. So in a case like that, the poskim say that the Chazan for the regular Chazaras HaShatz should take three steps back because he's not going to have the three steps back after the Kaddish. He's not going to be saying the Kaddish. Someone else will be saying the Kaddish. Oh. Also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you want to take three steps back, you can always take the three steps back. And there were some poskim who always took three steps. They say the Stifler Zatzal and others would always take three steps back after the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Excuse me, after the Chazaras HaShatz. So it's like this: the halacha is we assume the Shliach Tzibur does not take three steps back after the Chazaras HaShatz. He's allowed to if he wants to. If he's going to be switched for somebody else, then he specifically should take the three steps back after the Chazaras HaShatz. Oh, the Ramah adds on that if the Chazan did not daven a silent Shmoneh Esrei at all, and all he davened was the Chazaras HaShatz, then he should take the three steps back after the Chazaras HaShatz, because that's also his regular Shmoneh Esrei as well. We'll see later cases where the Chazan would do that. Sifav. Kishiyachso Shliach Tzibur HaTfila Yomer Gamken Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. So the Chazan should say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach when he repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. But the Ramah says, Eino Omer B'sof HaTfila Yugur Ratzon. But he doesn't have to say the Yugur Ratzon. Why not? Because he's going to say Tiska Bel Tzloson. And in the Kaddish. And Tiska Bel Tzloson in the Kaddish is asking Hashem to accept the Tfila. And that counts for the Yugur Ratzon. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shloah that we do say Yugur Ratzon. And the Gra says that the Shloah is Iker, and that's the common practice, that the Chazan does say Hashem's Fasai, and he does say the Yugur Ratzon. It's a big machlokes whether the Chazan says these things out loud or not. In the Sephardi world, he does. In most of the Ashkenazi world, the Chazan says these things quietly. Some of the Briskers hold, based on the Gra, that the Chazan should say these psukim out loud as well, and not just quietly. Siman Kuf Kuf Dalet. This is about Chazaras HaShatz. L'yachar shesimu atzibur tfilaso, yachzar shel tzibur patfila. The Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. Why? So the original reason is, shem yesh mi she'eino yodea lispala. Someone doesn't know how to daven. Yechav n'mashu omer b'yotze bo. He can be yotze with what the Chazan is saying. V'tzarich oso she'yotze b'tfila shliach tzibur. And the one who's being yotze, what does he need to do? L'chaven, he has to have kavana. L'kol ma'asho mashliach tzibur. He has to have kavana for the entire Chazaras HaShatz. Ve'eno mafsik, ve'eno mesiach. He shouldn't make a hefsek. He shouldn't talk like you shouldn't answer Baruch Hu from someone else or Kedusha from someone else, because he has to be focused on what the Chazan is saying. And then at the end of Shmon Esrei, he takes three steps back, as if he mamish davened himself. So this is the original takana, that if a person didn't know how to daven, he would be yotzei his chiyuv tefillah by listening to the Chazaras Hashatz. And he would have to listen to every word. The Mishnah Berurah adds on that he has to understand Lashon HaKodesh. If you're davening to yourself and you don't know Hebrew, you're yotzei when you daven the Shmon Esrei. But if you're being yotzei from somebody else, you have to basically understand what the Chazan is saying. And therefore, it only works if the listener understands Hebrew, understands Lashon HaKodesh, and he's yotzei by listening to the Shmon Esrei of the Shliach Tzif Beis. Now, the Shulchan Aruch discusses an interesting case where people are davening together, and none of them are able to be to do the Chazaras Hashatz. They don't know how to read Hebrew well enough. They can't do Chazaras Hashatz. And somebody walks in who can. Shliach Tzibur shenichnas lebeis hakneses. He comes into shul. Umatzat Tzibur sheis palu balachas. They daven the silent Shmon Esrei. And he has to be the chazan now for Chazaras Hashatz, because none of them can do it. Obviously, it's b'di'evet. It's better to daven the silent Shmon Esrei first and then do Chazaras Hashatz. But in this case, the Shulchan Aruch says, he can be the Shliach Tzibur. He didn't daven a silent Shmon Esrei at all. And that counts as his Shmon Esrei. So that's the case in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. This sounds like he's not even saying Birchos Kriyas Shema first either, the Be'er Lacha points out. But since all the Jews are responsible one for another, and he has a chiyuv to help the other Jews say Kedusha, so in this strange case where he's the only one able to be the Chazan for Chazaras Hashatz, he can actually just do Chazaras Hashatz without davening the silent Shemun Esrei first. Oh. Then the Ramah adds a parallel case. Imu shasar chak. What if it's late? It's a shasar chak and it's late. Yerish yaber zman tefillah. If you daven normally, with a silent Shmon Esrei first, then the Chazaras Hashatz, you might miss zman tefillah by the Chazaras Hashatz. So what do you want to do? You want to skip the silent Shmon Esrei. So what do? The Ramah says, Yuchal lispalel miyad b'kol ram. You can start davening right away out loud, as like the Chazaras Hashatz. Ve'atzibur mispalin imo mila b'mila. And they daven together with the chazan, v'lachash ad le'achar akel hakadosh, until after akel hakadosh. Oh. So this could actually happen. In other words, you're in shul, and you're waiting for a minyan for mincha, and there's no minyan. Then at the last second, a minyan comes, but if you wait to have the silent Shmon Esrei, you're going to miss shkia. This happens sometimes. So then, instead of having the silent Shmon Esrei first, followed by the Chazaras Hashatz, you just start with Chazaras Hashatz. Everyone davens together until after Akel HaKadosh, and that way you get in the Kedusha. And then you finish the Shmon Esrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds on that really it would be better if the Tzibur does not daven together with the Chazan. They should wait until after Akel HaKadosh and then start davening themselves. That depends how much time there is. If that added a few minutes will make them miss the Zman Tefillah, then they should start davening together with the Chazan. Oh. Then the Ramah adds on, V'tov she'echad l'cho apachol she'anu amein achar hashatz. It's better if there's one person who's not davening together who can answer amein to the Shliach Tzibur's brachas. The Mishnah Berurah points out this is not a chiyuv at all. If there's no one around who can do that, you can still have this type of Chazaras Hashatz anyway. But it's better if there's one person listening. So this is halacha l'maisa, that it's possible to skip the silent Shmona Esrei if you're afraid you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah, you're going to miss Shkia, you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah, and the Ramah tells you exactly what you're